This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A special bind for people who owe taxes, even as the stock market falls sharply again. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Crude oil, stocks, and bonds have been falling this morning. After the Dow rose 1,000 points yesterday, it is down 1,124 points now, 5.3%. The S&P is down 5%. The NASDAQ is down 4.3% in early trading. With demand for fossil fuel down given COVID-19 plus a Saudi Arabia-Russia price war, crude oil has dropped precipitously again today, down about 10% at the moment, just about $24. A barrel, the lowest in 17 years. Let's consult a professional, Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors in Chicago. Hi there.
Good morning.
I mean, I see this prediction from, it happens to be a big European bank, that U.S. gross domestic product could shrink by 13% in the second quarter of this year. Yet, hope springs eternal of some kind of rebound this year, you think?
I think hope does spring eternal. We do have some other major U.S.-based big banks talking about the second half of the year and how they do anticipate seeing a rebound here. We do know that the next couple quarters won't look good. We expect GDP to be negative. People are staying at home. We've, you know, cut back on manufacturing. That's technically a recession. However, several banks are talking about the possibility for a stronger rebound because this is an exogenous event. Once it washes through, we should be able to return to a normalized economy.
All right. And we do have central banks, ours included, really turning on the spigots, making cash available to market so things don't lock up. Yet, I'm looking at the benchmark 10-year interest rate, the yield on the 10-year note. It's up 1.1% as we speak. That suggests people are even selling bonds.
That is what that suggests. And it's unusual because normally when we see an inflow of extra money from the Federal Reserve and the central banks into the markets, we see that yield go down. We're seeing the yield go up as people are moving out of what has traditionally been instruments of safety, those bonds from central banks and governments. Instead, it looks like they really are just saying, I'm just not sure. I want to be on the sidelines. And the sidelines in this case means cash.
Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors, sitting in front of her screens at home this week in Chicago. Susan, thank you.
Thank you.
Now, I pointed out crude oil is down about 10% at the moment. The average national price of retail gasoline is down to $2.22 now, according to AAA, with some states below $1.87. Now, you still have to file your taxes by Wednesday, April 15th, but if you owe money to the federal government, you don't have to pay now until mid-July. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin announced this to keep an estimated $300 billion in liquidity circulating to counteract the economic drag of the virus. It is a penalty-free, interest-free delay. George Smith is a certified public accountant with Andrews Hooper Pavlik near Detroit. Good morning.
Appreciate you having me.
So, how's it going to work?
Well, the due date is still a hard due date as this time, as far as we know. But there's an extension of time to pay any tax obligations.
Mr. Smith, you know your clients. Do you think this postponement will help any of them as a practical matter?
Most definitely. I think we have two categories of clients we're going to deal with here. Those who have regretfully lost their jobs due to layoffs. The obligation to pay on your 2019 taxes does not go away regardless of circumstances. So in light of that, it at least gives them a 90-day window with or without employment to perhaps come up with a game plan. The other group that I see are recent retirees who have recognized a lot of capital gains because the market was way up in 2019. Now they're paying taxes on those gains from a portfolio that has diminished some 30% in value. And so they will be paying higher taxes with, in essence, lower value money. And again, this gives 90 days perhaps for their stock market to somewhat recover too. And there's a lot of concerns here still.
George Smith, a certified public accountant near Detroit, thank you very much for this.
You bet. Thank you.
Now, we're talking about a postponement in paying tax owed to the U.S. Treasury. It's not yet clear what individual states will do about this. President Trump tweeted this morning that the U.S. and Canada have made a mutual decision to shut the northern border to all but essential traffic, although trade will still be allowed.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
How does one practice social distancing to slow the spread of the coronavirus in a cramped homeless shelter or a campsite for people who have nowhere else to live? Oregon Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Ellis now on efforts underway in Portland to carve out some extra social distance.
6 feet. That's how far the county's asking local shelters to space out the beds of people showing symptoms of COVID-19, coughing, fever, shortness of breath. But in a crowded shelter like Doreen's Place in downtown Portland, 6 feet of space is asking a lot. The shelter, only for men, looks a lot like a barrack. Rows of bunk beds bolted to the floor, just 3 feet between them.
This is what's kind of stumping many providers, is a recommendation of 6 feet between beds is, it's so much greater than the actual bed spacing.
Stacey Bork works for Transition Projects, which runs Doreen's Place along with 8 other shelters. The facility has 90 beds. And like a lot of shelters here, it's pretty full.
So our best strategy has been to do our best to reduce the number of people who are staying in the program.
That means when people find housing and leave, their beds won't be filled. 3 other shelters have followed suit. The county's keeping open its winter shelters to handle some of the overflow. Still, fewer shelter beds could lead to more people living outside. Half of the city's homeless population already does.
It's a little muddy through the entrance point, but...
Raven Drake lives in a tent on a strip of land next to I-5. Drake spent 5 years as a Navy medic. Her background earned her an invite to a meeting the county held on how to get ahead of the virus. She told county leaders her camp needed access to bathrooms, running water, but...
When they asked me about a 6-foot spacing between everybody at in a camping situation like that, like, that's impossible.
So Drake's come up with her own solution. She set aside a tent near hers for sick people to isolate themselves.
I can push everything over to that side of the room and freeing up enough space for 4 grown adults to lay in this area.
She has blankets, tea, hand sanitizer, and hopefully more is on the way. The county started distributing sanitizer, blankets, and information about COVID-19 to homeless encampments. In Portland, Oregon, I'm Rebecca Ellis for Marketplace.
The United Auto Workers announced last night that it's worked out a deal with the big 3 U.S. automakers for rotating partial shutdowns at factories. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more on the plan that they have worked out.
Well, David, the UAW says it asked the automakers for a complete 2-week shutdown. Now, they didn't sign on to that, but the automakers did agree to these partial shutdowns. The union hasn't released details, but there will be a deep cleaning of all of the plants and measures to keep workers apart, possibly including partitions between them.
All right, what happens to the workers during the partial shutdowns?
Well, UAW members have health insurance. They have supplemental unemployment pay. But Kristen Gichek of the Center for Automotive Research told me that's not necessarily the case for workers at all of the companies that supply the automakers.
About 75% of the auto supplier facilities are employing less than 100 people. These are, in lots of cases, small businesses.
And David, Tesla has to close its plant in California because of a shelter-in-place order from local authorities there. Those Tesla workers are not unionized, although they do have health insurance.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer, thank you. And to lower the chances that a coronavirus carrier with no symptoms infects a vulnerable older person, many grocery and retail chains around the country are setting up designated shopping hours for older people only. Safeway, Albertsons, Target, and Whole Foods, and more. Whole Foods is going with a special shopping hour for people 60 and older in the first hour of each day. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.